Hey, also coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, have an opportunity for you to win $1,000. Maybe take a little fall getaway up north, a little fall golf.
Love that. Maybe a Somerset shopping spree.
That's a good call.
Hey, just maybe a little extra gas.
Well, a little extra gas. There you go. By the way, do you know what I did this morning? I went and got gas.
Okay.
I drove off with the pump still in the thing.
No.
I've never done that before.
Oh, jeez.
Everything was fine.
You're tired.
I had never done that before, though.
You didn't yank the...
No, it didn't even come out of the little thing.
Oh.
It just came out.
Good for you.
I was like, what was that
sound? Did you stop?
I did. I stopped. Okay. I turned around, went
good
back,
Samaritan.
Put it back in. I was mortified. But yes, take your $1,000, get some gas. All that you can do and more with this $1,000. We'll give you an opportunity to win that in the 7 o'clock hour.
Looking at this memo from Russell Vogt, Office of Management and Budget, he lays out what needs to happen. And it says, quote, it is unclear how long Democrats will maintain their untenable posture, making the duration of the shutdown difficult to predict. Regardless, employees should report to work for their next regularly scheduled tour of duty to undertake orderly shutdown activities. Our government is shut down. Ryan Schmelz is in the Capitol, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning.
So what now? I mean, how late into the night were people trying to make a deal, or was this sort of set as of the afternoon?
Well, they had a vote late in the evening, and then everyone went home for the most part. You had some people still lingering around, but you know, it was kind of, we accept the defeat at that point that we knew the government was going to shut down. I think everyone was kind of expecting it at that point. The interesting thing is that I think Republicans do see a possible path out of this before the end of the week, which is that they're going to keep voting on the same bill that they voted on yesterday. And they believe that there are 5 Democrats who might be willing to flip and then get them to the 60 votes needed to break the Senate filibuster. And if that's the case, then this thing is over with and the shutdown's going to end. But getting 5 might be a challenge. They got 3 yesterday, which was a, you know, pretty impressive haul, or at least I think a telling haul, and we'll see if that changes.
The GOP's proposal, it's a 7-week extension that takes us through like November 21st. Yeah. Is that timeline genuinely long enough to negotiate a full budget deal, or is that, you know, the short duration itself a political tactic?
Possibly. Okay. You know, because right. Well, I mean, like, we've seen Congress negotiate these things in a week.
Yeah.
In some cases, like, you know, just it depends on how the politics of it will reflect on GOP leaders, because right now they're negotiating 3 of them, 3 of the 12 spending bills that they need to pass. And they'll probably negotiate the defense budget. And then, you know, that's a good portion of the federal government right there.
Mm-hmm.
But then you negotiate the rest, and they could either do that individually on spending bills, or they could do it all as one big omnibus bill. So I think it's definitely possible that could be enough time. It just depends on if that's going to be what Congress prioritizes its time on, and decides that all they're going to focus on between now and then is the budget bills. And, you know, then it surely is possible. You know, if you spend time on things like the One Big Beautiful Bill Act or other stuff like that, then you're not going to be able to get it done.
I'm surprised that there's this thought out there that they're going to be able to flip some of these senators so quickly. Who are they targeting, and what's what's the guarantees on the back end then?
Well, when's the next time Gary Peters is coming on your show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when I'm watching. That's when I'd watch for. I'd watch for the ones who are retiring. Tina Smith, Minnesota. There's the 2 New Hampshire senators. Remember, one of them voted for the last bill when they did this in March, and those Democrats got a lot of flack for it. There's a couple others you might want to watch for, maybe like John Ossoff, who's up for reelection. I just think that, you know, the fact that you had 3 yesterday, which some people didn't even think Democrats would bleed any votes yesterday. But, you know, you look at their statements, they're putting out memos saying that that the longer the shutdown goes on, the more that you're putting Russ Vogt and Donald Trump in charge of reopening the government and potentially having decision making over personnel. And, you know, there's concerns that federal workers will get fired permanently because the government is in a shutdown mode. So, and then replaced with somebody else. So I think there is that thought that if you let this thing linger on, it might not be worth it.
I'm seeing this push, especially from Representative Ralph Norman, saying, well, if federal workers aren't going to get paid during a shutdown, then lawmakers shouldn't get paid,
get paid
either,
which
makes absolute complete sense to me. But this is a constitutional amendment. How would that get passed?
I mean, that's the problem. That's why it hasn't been passed yet. It's kind of like term limits or some of these other things. You know, if you were to go around and poll people about it, most people support term limits. Most people support members of Congress not getting paid during a government shutdown.
Yeah, but if there's a camera or microphone in front of them.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, if there's a constitutional amendment, though, I mean, those things are just very hard to pass. And, you know, I haven't seen any indication that Congress is prioritizing its time worrying about that or trying to pass something like that. I mean, it hasn't really been, it's something it gets brought up. A bill like that gets brought up every time this happens. It usually ends up going nowhere.
Speaking with Ryan Smales, Fox correspondent, WJR contributor. And Ryan, why are the Republicans so absolutely unified in refusing to even include the ACA language in a short-term bill, even if it gets them the votes to reopen the government? I mean, what is it, a fear of setting a precedent, a dangerous precedent?
Couple of things. Number one, the price tag on it is awfully hefty. Number two, there are thoughts amongst Republican circles that the program needs to be significantly reformed and that they feel there needs to be an extensive negotiation when it comes to what you do with extending the Affordable Care Act tax subsidies. You know, Lisa McClain said to me yesterday, we have the podcast out, that she thinks it is a program that needs to be talked about and does need to be in some way, shape, or form extended. But she also thinks that the program needs to be completely overhauled and reform significantly. And that's not something you can do in a budget bill. So I think Republicans are saying that, well, we're interested in extending these Affordable Care Act tax subsidies, but, you know, we want to do it our way. We don't want to just do it your way and do a blanket extension of this. And especially when Democrats want to make it permanent, that's how they put the language in there. Mm. So that's just not something that's going to fly with Republicans. And they feel like that's just, that's something that needs to be completely separate from this. But here's also the problem, too. Democrats want to get that put in the bill, and Republicans have said, well, we'll give you assurances, but Democrats are like, well, we don't trust
you.
We
don't believe
you. We have zero power, so probably won't happen, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ryan Smales, Fox News correspondent, thanks for checking in with us. Day one of the federal government shutdown. Thank you.
Here we go. Thank
you. Here we go. Buckle up.
That's right.
Coming up, Tigers clawed their way. That was a gritty Game 1 win. Tarek Skubal lights out, 14 Ks, franchise playoff record. Hear from him next on JR Morning.